Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so rude to the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I always, north of France is pretty good. I've been to the south of France. It's nicer, I got to tell you, but north of France is okay too. And somebody who I think probably has been to the north of France is our good buddy Tim Berry, but he paid his own way when he went. That's one thing for sure. That's what we small business owners do, don't we? Tim, as you know, folks, is, I call him the galactic guru of business planning. And that means he's bigger than just planet Earth. He's the guy who taught us all how to do business planning, and he founded a company called Palo Alto Software that continues to help you and me do that. And he's the author of a number of books on the topic, including the new one, The Plan As You Go Business Plan. It's a 21st century approach to business planning, and more importantly, though, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
How you like that? The galactic guru of business planning, huh?
Sounds like Star Wars.
May the force be with you. Absolutely. Well, that is the truth, though, and I appreciate you, Tim, for the contribution that you have made to the marketplace is significant, and we're glad we know you. Tim, one of the things that I like about what you want to talk about today is the opposite of that song. I think it was what was the guy's name who wrote the song, I Wish I Didn't Know Now What I Didn't Know Then. But that's the opposite of this, because you're saying I wish I knew now what I didn't know then, because we all do that, don't we? You know, one of the things I ask people like you when they join me often is I say, what do you wish you knew back in those days, if you were starting your company? And, you know, there are people at your knee right now who are starting their businesses. What would you like to tell them that you wish you knew at that point? And you've got a couple of those things, don't you?
Yeah, marketing truths I wish I'd known sooner. not that I learned the hard way, because on some of these, learning the hard way is fabulously expensive. And we, as our company grew up, didn't have enough rope to hang ourselves,
right.
Thank God.
That's one of the advantages of being an undercapitalized small business, which is redundant, as you know,
yeah.
Tim, is that you don't have enough rope to make big mistakes, do you?
Yeah, literally. And, I mean, we recognize
that's
that.
Funny.
We had nobody else's money to spend, so we really couldn't go too far wrong because we'd run out of money. So
yeah.
It was just...
There wasn't a lot of OPM out there, was it? Other people's money.
No. Well, I mean... There were times in Palo Alto Software history where there was a lot of other people's money, but not for us.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Give us one of the examples of some of the marketing truths that you wish you'd known sooner.
Well, number one is that it's annoying, really. To me, this is like sad but true, but great marketing beats great product.
Okay, let me give you the classic example of that. Britney Spears.
Okay, that's a pretty good example. I'm not exactly a fan of pop.
Well, I'm not either. I'm an anti-fan of Britney Spears. But my point is, the woman can't sing. The woman has no talent, but somebody marketed her and made her famous, and she made herself infamous. But I mean, this is a woman that just has no talent, and yet she was on the Coke. She was on the cups, the soft drink cups at McDonald's.
And there are a lot of business. I mean, not that Britney Spears is in business, but there are a lot of business examples, too. And I say sad but true because, as far as I'm concerned, in an ideal world, the best product will win in the market.
Right.
But what I'm saying here is, no, not necessarily. And I go back to I got into this business, God, I don't want to count how many years ago. But
I counted as decades now.
I started as a software analyst, market analyst, looking at software, personal computer software, in like 1979 to 1983. I was with Creative Strategies doing that. And I watched as the spreadsheets were born.
Uh-huh.
And VisiCalc was the first, but then came Context MBA and SuperCalc, and eventually Lotus 1-2-3,
yep.
and then Microsoft Excel. And what I saw in the development of the software market is the best software product would not beat a mediocre software product with great marketing.
Right.
You couldn't just win by being the best.
I wonder, though, Tim, now here's an interesting thing. I wonder if that's going to be true, as true in the future, as the customer winds up, continues to get more control over the message.
Well, Jim, if...
Hold on to that thought. I want you to answer that when we come back. I've got to take a quick break. We got to do a little business here, folks. It's 20 till. Back right after these messages with Tim Berry. He and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us. Little Heartland music bringing us back. 17 till, that's John Mellencamp out of the Hoosier State. This is Heartland as it gets right there. Heartland rock and roll. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. My blog is there, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members like our good friend Tim Berry, who's with us right now. He's got an incredible body of work that he's deposited with us over the years that you can find on his suite right there on our website. And that's all the way back to 98 that he's been doing that. And on my homepage, by the way, don't forget to check out the poll question, which is on the right, and this will give you the ability to vote your answer based on what you think, and then see immediately, instantaneously, see how your vote looks with everybody else. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tim Berry is the founder of Palo Alto Software. They make Business Plan Pro. And Tim, we're talking about great marketing truths that you wish you'd known sooner. And you were talking about great marketing beats great product. And my question to you before we went to the break is that going to be as true going forward as it has been in the past? Because I think the customer is neutralizing, because customers have so much information, so much more access to information, and so much more control of brand messaging. Isn't that going to be neutral? Isn't that idea going to be less valuable for going forward than it is going backwards?
Well, you know, Jim, I hope so. I hope what you're saying is true, and you can see that. That's one of the scenarios that seems to be developing. You know, like, right in line with this and almost contradicting my first wish I'd known sooner point is my second one, which is real people beat real money.
Right.
And that,
now that's going to be more true in the future.
Now, see, that's where it gets interesting, and I think you and I are both on the same page with that the development of this new business landscape, if you will, that we want to call social media or Web 2.0 or just the Internet or whatever, gives the person more power relative to... When I say real people beat real money, what I'm talking about is the story behind the business
mm-hmm.
becomes relatively more important. We have some businesses that, like, we all know who Steve Jobs is.
Right.
We all know who Jeff Bezos is. And Tony, however you pronounce that, from Zappos.
Yeah.
Yay, or whatever. And I think that's a development of the new world. And I want to be optimistic that gives the small business, particularly from a local point of view, the power to compete against the onslaught. When I say real people beat real money.
Right.
We, the customers, will buy if we like the story, if we feel some bond with the people of this business versus that business. We're not as susceptible as we used to be.
And Tim, there's a word for what you're talking. There's a word for what you're talking about, and I've been talking and writing about it a lot over the last year and a half. And this is why I think great marketing beats great product is going to be less valuable in the future, and real people beats real money is going to be more truthful, true in the future, and it's because of this one word, values, with an S, value with an S, values, not the value do you deliver, but the values that you hold dear in your company. I believe that values are going to turn both of those things around. And what you just described, in my opinion, is values. And guess what, Tim? The good news for small businesses, you don't have to be an Apple to be able to have people think, to have people be attracted to your values.
That's right. You can. There's a new kind of local that makes your values and your story relevant. And I fear you and I are both being optimistic on this.
Well, that's our job. Isn't that our job?
Not necessarily, no. Sometimes we're supposed to be.
My audience knows I have plenty of tough love.
I think ultimately our job is to be honest about what we think we see happening and to be wrong sometimes and to be right when we're right.
I'm frequently wrong but never in doubt, Tim.
I don't know if that's the best way to say it, but the job there is to call it as you see it, and I do see, and you said it, there's a lot of local stories that I'm exposed to in smaller markets, and you are, and the rest of the world. There's more visibility, there's more transparency nowadays than what they're used to.
And that kind of sunlight, Tim, that's another way to say that is sunlight. And that kind of sunlight is what amplifies values. It heightens the attraction of values, I think.
Yeah. So you can't hide. That's funny. Sunlight is a good metaphor.
I love that term.
You see all the bugs crawling for shadows.
Yeah. Well, and the bugs can't stay around. The bugs have to go under the sunlight.
You know, the old world of spin. Spin shows up as spin when it's exposed to light.
Right.
And you can get by with it only so long. Or, again, maybe we're being too optimistic. But
I don't think so. I just don't think so, Tim. I think this is, as I mentioned to you and as I've told my audience a little bit, I haven't told them a lot about this, my next book is all about this. It's about this kind of sunlight. It's about how the control is shifting from the marketer to the consumer. From the seller to the customer.
Well, let's see if they finally get to some of the classic big businesses like the airlines.
Yeah, it's going to, but those are different scenarios.
Yeah,
hold on to that thought.
The airline has a personality you like.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk about. Tim's going to tell us that consistency beats brilliance. Tintail, stay with us.
Down the street one day.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software. And Tim, I love it that the website you like to give people is the one where they can learn more about business planning. Give it to us, please.
That's bplans, as in bplans.com.
How many business plan models have they got to look at right there for free?
There are available on that website, along with articles and tools and everything, but all of it for free. There are more than 500 sample business plans of real companies that you can browse through and read from start to finish.
Just show up and help yourself.
Yeah, just you want to see what business plans look like.
What a great model. Talk about, ladies and gentlemen, talk about values. At a time when Tim could have told you about the website where they sell stuff, he first tells you about the one where you can learn stuff. Now that's my friends, if you want a model for values, that's it. And Tim, I congratulate you on that. And you've been true to that all along, ever since day one, and I appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Jim. Bplans.com started in January of 1995.
Yeah. And you were telling us my audience about it in 98. And, yeah. And of course, folks, I love Tim's new book, The Plan That You Go Business Plan, which is a reality check for business planners. It's a 21st century approach, and it shows you that they're not stuffy over there at Palo Alto. They know when things need to change. They make adjustments, and that's what this book's all about. We're talking about the three marketing truths that Tim says he wishes he knew earlier, and I'm pushing back a little bit on a couple of these. Great marketing beats great product. Real people beat real people, which we've had a great discussion about those. But then you got a third one, Tim. Tell us about it.
Consistency beats brilliance. Meaning, what that means is, and this one shocks people. I've actually said this on your program before through the years. I've been consistent about this, if you will. But so here's the real core. Better a mediocre marketing plan consistently applied over a few years than a series of brilliant strategies, each lasting just a few months, each contradicting the last one.
Well, you know, that's the old military saw about, a smaller army with a great plan can beat a big army with a poor plan. But of course the key, Tim, and this has been my unattainable goal so far, is to be consistently brilliant. That's what I've been working on.
That's harder, but I mean the plan analogy with the small plan, the big plan thing, think of it as mediocre plan consistently applied. And just think of it in business terms. Let's say small business, you're the restaurant and your marketing, you carve out your niche. We're the good Thai food restaurant, and you stick with it over time.
Mm-hmm.
Way more likely to be successful than to be changing every
few
months.
Well, it's the tortoise and the hare thing, too, isn't it? I mean,
well, it's marketing takes time, and you go back to what we were saying earlier. More so these days, if there is increasing transparency and increasing importance of the story and the values and so on.
Right.
Then you can't change your slogans and look for new people all the time. You really have to settle in, and marketing ultimately is this combination of who you are, who your target is, and what you don't do.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Tim. When people see that you're consistent, meaning that you show up, you know, time after time, year after year, you still keep showing up. I think that means a lot. And when they keep showing, when they see that you're showing up and they test you, they plug in with you, they approach you, and you have presented those same values over all that time. You've had integrity, even when you didn't have to. You've been ethical. You've still got, you know, a good reputation. That kind of thing means something. And I think that's another thing. I think that's another example, Tim, of something that's going to be even more valuable in the future than ever before.
Well, we are being optimistic here, but maybe, you know, from your lips to God's ears.
I believe this, Tim. I think customers are hungry for less manipulation and for more values.
But see, here's the problem with consistency. Consistency, particularly as an organization grows, becomes boring to the people who are running it.
Yeah.
And this is really hard when you get growth.
I hear you,
but
you got to stick to your knitting, and you got to stick to what your customers want.
And that's so hard to apply in the day-to-day of a growing company, bright young people. Let's do something new.
I've got to be consistent here. I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. I love it.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. We could not do without him. I got to go for now. I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.